Social media misinformation has clouded just about every step of the Kingsway Entertainment District's progress, with the naming of a hotel partner no exemption. Genesis Hospitality Executive President Kevin Swark told Sudbury.com this week that his company's intent is to build a hotel, own and operate it. The company is based in Brandon, Man, and they own and operate 12 hotels in three provinces, including 4 in Manitoba, 3 in Alberta and 5 in Ontario. Swark said they're still looking for a brand to operate under, but described it as a franchisee situation wherein Genesis Hospitality would be responsible for the facility, including its construction. "We own and operate the hotel, manage the people and pay a royalty to use their brand," he said. Social media misinformation appears to have latched onto the fact Genesis Hospitality offers various management, training and development services in addition to owning and operating their own portfolio. As such, it was claimed the company would have a lesser role than they actually intend on playing. "I don't really pay attention to too much social media," Swark said. "It is a hot topic there, for sure, this hotel." With only a week having passed since they were first announced as the KEDS hotel partner, Swark said there isn't anything new to add, but that they're staying the course. On Monday, the city of Greater Sudbury issued a statement on Facebook clarifying another source of misinformation in which some people have claimed there is a legally binding commitment for all partners to carry through with their respective projects to completion. In reality, current commitments for development at the site known as the Kingsway Entertainment District are currently limited to site preparation, which the city notes will include blasting, grading, intersection improvements, new road construction, sanitary sewer, water and stormwater management. The statement came as the result of a successful motion that Ward 3 Coun. Jerry Montpelier tabled last week requesting city administration to set the record straight. Despite this, Ward 5 Coun. Robert Kirwan has continued to insist that city administration, including two lawyers, and the majority of council are all wrong and that there is a legally binding commitment within the project's cost-sharing agreement, a position he outlined in a Facebook message issued on Monday. On the role the hotel partner is expected to play, the City of Greater Sudbury's Communications Department deferred comment to Genesis Hospitality and project developer Dario Zulik. Zulik did not return a phone message and text by the end of the day Monday. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.